Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
This story didn't get a lot of reportage last week because of everything that was going on with the war in Israel, the speaker's fight, and it's something that needs to be covered because, frankly, folks, despite everything that's going on in the news cycle and everything that the biased press, in an effort to stop focusing on Joe Biden and the Democrats' failures, despite all of that, there's still Joe Biden and the Democrats' failures, right? And it is really bad. Chuck Grassley putting out a memo last week, and he sent this letter to the Department of Injustice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, headed by Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray. And in the letter, it was revealed, Chuck Grassley says, the individuals who were telling his office a lot of things about the corruption of the FBI have revealed to him that at one point, 40 FBI confidential human sources from all over the country had been following around the Biden crime family and informing on what they were doing. Now, of course, Chuck Grassley says, okay, I would like to know what was done, if anything, by Christopher Wray to look at these highly credible confidential human sources and follow up with investigations on their myriad claims of corruption. And of course, what has Christopher Wray been doing? What has Merrick Garland been doing? They've been stonewalling. They've been obfuscating what's been going on, and they've been running interference for what many believe is the largest organized crime operation, courtesy of the Democrat Party, in American history. So the DOJ and the FBI is running interference to make sure we never find out exactly how bad it is. So that was all happening last week, not to mention, did you guys hear this? U.S. Attorney Scott Brady, in congressional testimony, he says the FBI blocked investigations of Hunter Biden's work for Burisma, that corrupt energy company in Ukraine. And also, the U.S. Attorney Scott Brady testified that David Weiss, the so-called special counsel, David Weiss just skipped a briefing on the bribery allegations lodged against Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Now, why would he be so confident that he could skip a briefing like that? A, he probably doesn't want to hear it because it in his mind, it's already dead. He's going to run interference and he's going to protect the Bidens no matter what they did to undermine the safety, security, and freedom of this country to line their own pockets. Guys like Byron Donalds, congressman from Florida, he's keeping track of what's going on with the Biden impeachment inquiry. Listen.
And this one is a famous one. Everybody knows this one. This is a famous one that says, I hope you all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Mr. Dubinsky, If you saw a text message like this in a potential money laundering operation or a potential pay for play operation, would you be looking for information related to money going from son to father?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Absolutely, without a doubt. That was from Hunter Biden, the crackhead. Is it coke or crack that he he's been known to do both, but I think crack is his illicit drug of choice. So the crack addict son of Beijing Biden, Hunter Biden, in a text message to his sister outlining, hey, at least you don't got to give half your dough to pop. Now, for those of you in the biased press, I don't think he was talking about soda. I don't think he was talking about about Dr. Pepper or the parent companies that have said. I think he was talking about his daddy. Just gonna say. And that brings me back to the aforementioned speaker fight. There was a lot of concern, not only to allow the left-wingers and the biased press to manipulate the news cycle by paying attention to all the Republican dysfunction and taking the attention off of Beijing Biden, but the real material investigations that still need to take place, that still need to be occurring because of what I mentioned earlier. Americans are very suspicious, and I believe that the man sitting in the Oval Office is one of the most corrupt politicians ever to curse this country, and who has sold out and his regime continues to sell us out to our enemies and adversaries for a payday. We talked to a sitting member of Congress about the aforementioned speaker fight and its resolution with arguably a very effective, very conservative speaker, Mike Johnson. It's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too. Faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
A lot to speak about with our guest today. We have a lot going on in the country, a lot going on in the Congress. Well, actually, that's not really true. We don't have anything going on in the Congress, and that's the problem. There is nothing standing in the way of the largest lurch left this country has had to endure since Barack Hussein Obama. Let's bring in Congressman Scott Desjarlais, 4th District of the great state of Tennessee. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning, Chris.
And nice to have you here, sir. Let's talk about first what's going on in Maine. I'll give you the particulars as we know it as of the time of this interview. 22 dead, the shooter still at large. Reports indicate that he was an Army reservist, a former firearms instructor, and as late as this last summer was in a mental health facility. Your thoughts in the wake of the shooting of what we know so far?
Well, it sounds like once again we have mental health problems driving the crisis, and here is a person who is identified with problems, and that the system has failed us again. People always want to be quick to talk about gun control, but it's people with mental issues that commit these crimes, and usually in gun-free zones. And now we have yet another example where the system is not working, and we need to double our efforts on getting help to people who need it.
Well, as you stated, the Democrats aren't interested in solving the problem. Their main target has been our rights. And this, I think this is the difference between those with a conservative mindset and those with a left-wing anti-American mindset, which is when Democrats see a mass shooting like this, they see an opportunity to take away Americans' rights. So they say, because there was a mass shooting, that means that law-abiding citizens have to be restricted from buying firearms. The conservative says that part of a price that we have to pay in a free society, to live in a free society, is that somebody may violate that freedom, may abuse that freedom. And the solution is you punish the abuser, you don't punish the law-abiding. Isn't that a case that needs to be made more forcefully on the national stage?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's probably a better recent case than a huge mass shooting that happened on October 7th in Israel. If you look at what happened there, armed gunmen came across the border, shot up a music festival, went into people's homes. Israel has a gun ownership rate less than 2%. Yet every member in Israel, every young man and woman has to serve in the military for 2 years.
Yep.
So they know how to handle their weapons. So what did the government do there? They started issuing weapons to their citizens so they could defend themselves, the exact opposite of what's happening here. But that's an interesting study, because I promise if Hamas had attacked in Tennessee or Texas, there'd have been a lot of dead terrorists.
True, true. And again, if more people had been armed in Maine, many could have confronted this shooter and maybe brought down the death toll significantly. And I think that is the takeaway from all of this. And again, it is the difference between a left-wing anti-American mindset and a conservative mindset. One has its mind toward freedom and toward punishing the offender, whereas the left-wing mindset has a mind toward punishing the innocent, which is what they often do. And of course, why they're trying to, in our court systems today, change the American predicate of innocent until proven guilty to guilty until proven innocent, a la the Soviet Union. Congressman Scott Desjarlais is our guest right now, folks. Fourth District in the great state of Tennessee. The speaker fight, it is over. We have arguably, I would consider, a conservative as a speaker in Mike Johnson. 30,000 feet up, Congressman. What's your takeaway from the last 3 weeks?
Well, first of all, what happened to Kevin McCarthy should have never happened. 96% of the conference was happy we were doing appropriation bills. We should have had them done earlier. There was no excuse to be running late. But nonetheless, the system should not be set up to where a few people with perhaps personal issues, in my opinion, with Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy, could paralyze us the way we did. So we've got to look at our rules and prevent this from happening again. But when Kevin was out and we had to start looking again, obviously Steve Scalise was not there very long. Great guy. We all like him. Not sure he would have been much different than Kevin. Those of us who are more on the conservative side were pretty thrilled about the idea of Jim Jordan being speaker. But there was people on the other side of the spectrum that didn't like him. And to be honest, I had a talk with my chief of staff, and I said I think Mike Johnson would be the next best speaker option outside of Jim Jordan. So I personally was thrilled to have him. Mike is a thoughtful guy. He's articulate. You don't see him in the news a lot. When he opens his mouth, he usually has something to say. And I think if you listen to his acceptance speech yesterday, you could kind of understand that tone and tenor from him. So
yep.
I like that he's there. I think he's got a heck of a tough job ahead of him, and I probably won't know what hit him here in about a week.
True, true enough. And of course, judging by the way the left wing is reacting to him, they can't stand that he's God-centered. They can't stand that he's intelligent. They can't stand that he has a core and conviction, which is why they have come out so universally with just all manner of hate on social media toward Speaker Mike Johnson. Let me talk to you about the politics of all this, because you brought up Matt Gaetz. And look, Congressman, I'm just going to say, as a conservative, I believe what Matt Gaetz and the six other conservatives and Nancy Mace, because I don't know what to make of Nancy Mace, to be honest with you.
Right.
Look, this aspect of the Republican Party, and you already made allusion to it. you've got people who are on the conservative side and others on the other side of the spectrum. An alleged conservative party shouldn't have a other side of the spectrum, but it does. And that seems to me to be the big issue here, politically speaking, that the Republican Party has been punting, has been papering over these significant differences inside of the conference and not having it out. And what Congressman Gates did was say, look, we've got to decide what kind of party we're going to be. And granted, it's never going to be a good time. But I mean, doesn't that come to Jesus moment have to happen inside the Republican Party if it's going to move forward as a viable, legitimate national party?
Right. And can we exist as a two-party system anymore? If you want to dig a little deeper,
well,
on the left, you've got the, there's the argument of the tail wagging the dog. Now we have the tip of the tail wagging the dog from both ends of the political spectrum. So a lot of countries have adopted multi-party systems. And in our case, yes, we have Republicans that are far right, and we have Republicans that are moderate or in the middle from swing states. Unfortunately, you don't have the majority in this country in a party unless you have those swing state members who vote differently than we do in Texas and Tennessee. And so you've got to find a sweet spot there where you can pass legislation that is mostly conservative, but taking into account that to keep the majority, you have to please people who come from areas where either the margin of Republican to Democrat thought processes aren't the same, or they're just simply structured differently. So it is a fine line where you can keep a conference together and united, but you need to lay out those parameters before you go to the floor and know that when you take legislation there, it's going to pass.
And a lot of this is the biased press and left-wing media driven, but I do know that there are schisms inside the Democrat Party, but when push comes to shove, they are all united on the Democrat, Socialist, Communist side. Destruction of our rights, destruction of our liberties, destruction of our Constitution, the promotion of crime, whether it be at the border, whether it be in our streets. They are united. No matter where you go, you can't find a Democrat condemning another Democrat by name. You won't find it. On the Republican side, because, and this is my rationale, you can feel free to disagree with me, Congressman, but on the Republican side, there is not one unifying principle that I've been able to identify that every Republican says, you know what, this is what we're going to move heaven and earth to implement as law. Isn't that the problem?
I think that's true. I think the Democrats have the ability to unite, and Republicans, their conservatives, are stubborn in their principles. And I think that the person shouldn't compromise the principles, but they've got to be willing to adjust their strategy.
Right, right. And again, there has to be a unifying principle that says this is what a Republican is. It used to be conservatism. Sadly, that's not the case anymore. Congressman Scott Desjarlais, the 4th District of Tennessee, is our guest right now. Let's talk about, look, I think this is all part and parcel, all of these issues. The open border, where 8 million illegal alien military-age men have, mostly military-age men, have gained access to the United States. We played a soundbite earlier from Senator Kennedy, where he got some Biden regime officials up in front of him. He's asking them, so how many do we know are still here? How many of them got in? These people have no idea, nor, congressmen, do they care that they have let in the same caliber of individuals who stormed the Israeli border and slaughtered 1,300 plus of their citizens. So you got that. You've got the war in Israel that the Biden regime wants to fund both sides of the equation. You've got Ukraine. There are some serious issues out there. And doesn't the Republican Party need to start introducing some sanity back into the national and international conversation?
For those who watched the difference between the two speeches when Hakeem Jeffries got up there and did whatever the heck it was that he was doing while he was supposed to be introducing a new speaker, and what Mike Johnson talked about on the floor, when we talked about issues that were uniting, like helping our allies in Israel or other things of that sort, the border was brought up multiple times by Mike Johnson, and there was a standing ovation from the Republican side, and there was absolute cricket from the Democratic side, even when talking about our children dying of fentanyl and the border being overrun with terrorists crossing into our country that we know and that we're tracking. The Democrats sat in their seat and didn't even acknowledge the border as a problem. And it was just astounding to me to see that when we know that the mayors of sanctuary cities have seen the light now as soon as it became their problem. So the border is like the quintessential problem of our time. We're worrying about borders in Ukraine. We're worried about borders in Israel. But yet we are literally being overrun to the point of we don't even know a count anymore. 6 million, 7 million, 8 million people. People are coming into our country illegally. Not necessarily all bad people, but people are breaking rules, breaking laws, and the Biden administration, the Democrats, are looking the other way as we're watching our country just be systematically destroyed. And we can't fund our own government. We're $33 trillion in debt, and yet every individual that crosses the border is estimated to cost the average taxpayer up to $80,000 a year. Extrapolate that times 7 million or 8 million. And the math is pretty mind-boggling.
We just watched a lone gunman put terror into citizens of Maine, killing 22 at least. That's the body count at this point during our interview, Congressman. So imagine, I'm going to assume, Congressman, that out of 8 million mostly military-age men, that you're not comfortable telling the American people that absolutely no terrorists, no foreign military, no narco-terrorists, no bloodthirsty criminals are part of that 8 million. You're not going to go on the record and say the number is zero, are you?
No, we're not safe. We're tracking hundreds, if not thousands. My armed services, we have a lot of classified briefings, and I'll tell you, we are very concerned that what happened in Israel, killing in Maine, we don't know what the motive, this guy obviously had mental issues, but if America wakes up shocked some morning that somebody who crossed the border in illegal belongs to a terrorist cell, whether it's from Afghanistan or the Middle East,
right,
does the same thing, they've had their head in the sand.
Well, yeah, and speaking of having their head someplace, let's talk about your Democrat colleagues, because your Democrat colleagues seem to be operating on the premise, at least publicly, that absolutely no bad actors have come across that border, even among the 3 million known gotaways into this country that didn't check in, quote unquote, with and get their permiso to appear in court. So their contention seems to be there's no danger here whatsoever. Of course, that doesn't pass the smell test. What do your colleagues, your Democrat colleagues, tell you in private? Do they at all care about their voters? Do they at all care about this country that we could see hundreds, thousands of Maines replicated all over this country in various cities, courtesy of the people the Democrat Party have allowed to gain access to our country?
A few of the Democrats that live on border states will acknowledge this, but it's interesting that nobody wants to talk about it. It's just one of those things that you said, Democrats unite, they get behind President Biden's open border plan. It's clearly a strategy to increase Democratic voters or bring down the system. I don't know which it is. But, the sheer numbers that are coming in, you know that there's bad people involved, people that have been involved in sex trafficking, drug trafficking, and it's undeniable that's happened. So for the Democrats to be able to look away from that and pretend it doesn't happen. And as you mentioned, the gotaways, why are they gotaways? People know the system right now. If you set foot in America and you're under 18, you're automatically qualified for the SNAP program, education, all kinds of benefits. And if you're not that, then you say you're an asylum seeker and you start the process of getting qualification for all those things. So if you're a gotaway, you're doing that on purpose. You're doing it because you have ulterior motives. You're probably part of a crime family, because the quickest pathway to getting benefits in the United States is to be 18 or under or to seek asylum. Anyone that's doing it otherwise, we need to be watching out for.
Correct. And I would say that foreign enemies and adversaries are not as stupid as the Biden regime is. I would not be shocked that China, Mother Russia, Iran have sent military operatives or trained operatives across that open porous border to be activated or do harm in a future time. How many, we don't know. But I do know the Democrat Party has no concern about what type of carnage and damage will be done to our people. But also, Congressman, I know that for all the Republicans caterwauling, not one of those people have been stopped from entering this country. So That's
let me add one other thing to be on the lookout for, too. We've heard President Biden has this $100 billion plan to give aid to Israel, to give aid to Ukraine. And, oh, by the way, there's border money in there. Now I think it went to $105 billion or $106. I think the Senate's about ready to jam that on the House. Thank God we're up and functioning again. But, you know, Trump wanted $10 billion to build the wall and couldn't get that money. Biden's ready to send $60 billion more to Ukraine to help secure their borders and work in their war effort. He's got $10 billion set aside for Israel. There's supposed to be border money in there, but if you look at it, it's more for extra attorneys to adjudicate the asylum seekers.
Yeah.
And to give more money to sanctuary cities to put illegals up in hotels and feed them. It's not for border security. So
right.
I'm glad that we're functioning again, and we'll be ready when that comes our way to break it down for the American people to see what the president's wanting to spend their tax money on.
And Congressman, I want to give you some caution. You might want to step aside, because as Joe Biden wants to spend more money to facilitate more illegal immigration into the United States, Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn and other Senate Republicans will trip all over themselves to sign that check the way they did in that disgraceful omnibus. Congressman Scott Desjarlais, 4th District, Tennessee. Sir, I appreciate the time.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on.
That there's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, my friends. Pay a visit to TexasScorecard.com. That's how you keep track of what's happening in the Texas legislature. The laws that are being bandied about or being buried that will directly impact you and your family's lives. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com, folks. When you go there, you'll find all of our social media hookups and the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, simulcast on Rumble and Getter and Newsmax 2. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax 1 every afternoon, 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.